If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated, 37, no make that 38 plus years now, of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, which means at one point in time, I could really fight, and I'm an award-winning writer. So I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you know a little bit more. So I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour, just for you. You want one part? You can. The number? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the more popular guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You want to text me here in the studio, say something? You can. The text number? 415-275-1613. The Ring Talk Studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Well, we've got some big fights coming up. Boxing's going to get alive and well, of course, in 2023. I talked about that. 2022, not the greatest year in the annals of boxing history, without a doubt. A lot of the big fights didn't get made. A lot of the big fights still aren't being made. But guess what? We've got a great, great 2023 coming up. I'll start it off, of course, with the 25th of March, man. Caleb Plant versus the monster, David Benavidez. Once beaten, Caleb Plant lost to Canelo Alvarez, got stopped on a body shot. Body shot and a headshot. But the bottom line is, he's taking on the monster. The monster's taking no prisoners. But guess what? Plant, good guy psychologically. He's getting inside David's head, without a doubt. We'll talk about that and more with Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break. Right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and 1,000 other internet platforms. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, often imitated, but never duplicated.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricut, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See CricutWireless.com for details.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Pretty good weekend of boxing. Straight up, of course, Jake Paul, the YouTube freak, taking on Tommy Fury, the brother of the current world heavyweight champion, Tyson Fury. We'll get to him a little bit later. Of course, looks like he's taking on the Frito Bandito, Andy Ruiz. Looks like the fight between him and Oleg Usyk has dropped out. Believe it or not, Saudi Arabia doesn't want to put up enough money, something like that. And, of course, Usyk, the B side of the record, in my mind, he wants parity. When you want even money with the world heavyweight champion at that point in time when he's drawing 90,000 people, and maybe you can't draw 90,000 people, you should take the short change. And if short change something like $40 or $50 million and you're turning that down, you are a bigger idiot than you are a buffoon. Straight up, that is Oleg Usyk in the current negotiations for the World Heavyweight Championship. Looks like Andy Ruiz has got the shot April the 29th, Wembley Stadium, the UK. Straight up, we go from San Francisco in the UK to the Bronx, of course, and bringing the Bronx Bomber himself, boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you, sir?
I'm good, Pedro. How's everything with you?
Things are fine. Of course, let's talk about the phenom first. Of course, the YouTube phenom, Jake Paul, Tommy Fury. I'll say one thing. Physically, they both look extremely fit.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely never been a question. You know, they're both Jake Paul, you've seen his body evolve. He's definitely takes his, you know, I guess we're going to call it a boxing career serious. Tommy Fury is, I think he's done some modeling and stuff. So it's, aesthetically, they both are playing the part.
Good point. No doubt about that. Of course, that's going to be on pay-per-view. Wink, wink. If you've got like $50. Well, no. I mean, I when I say wink, wink, it means that I'm going to watch it through. I've got these private investigator binoculars, okay? And they can, I look at my through my window. I peep through my neighbor's. I'm copping to a crime. I'm a peeping Tom, a peeping Pedro. I peep through other people's windows and watch pay-per-view.
Hey, man, is it your fault if they don't have good curtains, right?
Thank you. So anyway, Andy Ruiz, of course, going to take on Tyson Fury. And Tyson Fury, of course, the world heavyweight champion, going to sell out 90,000 seats. He could fight Socrates Palmer and sell out 90,000 seats. Why Andy Ruiz? The name? I mean, because he doesn't – as you talked about aesthetically, he doesn't bring it from a looks point of view.
No. Total opposite, but he does have skills. And I see that, like you said, all roads seem to be pointing to him and Tyson Fury. He parted ways with PBC this week. And Andy Ruiz does have a history with Top Rank. And Tyson Fury is partially promoted by Top Rank. So it makes all the sense in the world. You have the Mexican fan base, which is always good for numbers. And, you know, let's face it, Andy Ruiz is a good fighter. You know, we hope that he trains, instead of chasing the parked taco truck, at least he chases it while it's in motion. Maybe that'll help.
I'm not a fan of his because, I think that Anthony Joshua, of course, couldn't beat Andrew Ruiz. He lost to a fat Randy Ruiz and beat an obese Andrew Ruiz. So there is his claim to fame. Speaking of Joshua, Jermaine Franklin, is he a live underdog?
He's a very live underdog. He gave Dillian White all he can handle, especially after a long layoff.
No, he beat Dillian White. Why don't you come out and say it? What are you holding back for? He beat Dillian White.
he got jobbed, no doubt about it. And Dillian White is lucky that Franklin is not much of a puncher, which is probably the reason he was selected as a good tune-up or comeback fight for Anthony Joshua, who, as we know, has been prone to be chinny, so to speak. So it's a very good fight. He will be in better shape than when he fought Dillian White because, like I said, the long layoff. And Anthony Joshua, he's in between trainers again. Now he's working with Derek James. Another philosophy. It's at this point in Anthony Joshua's career, it's more mental than anything else, right? That's, you want to rebuild his confidence. And is Derek James the guy to do it? We shall find out.
Well, he called me on the phone. Mr. Joshua and his team called me on the phone, asked me what I consider being an advisor, this and that. And then they heard the phone hang up. Click. It was over. I mean, come on, man. He was a 2012 Olympic gold medalist. I mean, he's got the body of a god, without a doubt. I mean, he's 6 foot seven. At 6 foot seven, I'm telling you right now, if I was 6'7", I would still be whooping ass right now.
Bro, he's got every attribute you would like, at least
except for the intestinal fortitude between his legs.
It seems that way. And, he was quoted in the press conference saying that, why does he still go out there? He says because of the money. Mm-hmm. So that also reasons. I mean, obviously, prize fighters fight for the money, the prize, and every dime they should get. But when you come out and say that blatantly, it also leads interpretation of, is your heart really in this? At one point, Anthony Joshua, was being set on the path to greatness. And now he's more on the damn what could have been, or damn we overrated this guy.
Man, my producer's got a shot against him. I mean, that chin is just, all you got to do is close your eyes and loop that overhand right. I mean, that is it was the plan I used with Keith Rucker. It's the plan you use against a taller guy. You jab your way, get within distance so you can land that right hand and just let it go, man. And I don't think Joshua catches too well. And of course, as you said, this guy Franklin, not the biggest puncher in the world, but you know what? He may have matured. I'm going to call for an upset there. I'm going to say the boxing establishment is wrong this time. Mr. Franklin ends up beating Mr. Joshua. Now back to Jake Paul. I just got a text on that. Jake Paul, how much is this costing? That's what somebody asked me. Do you know?
I have no clue.
Does that mean you're not buying this, or are you buying? Are you doing the binocular thing too?
I'm waiting on the Amazon guy for my pair of binoculars. He should be knocking on the door any minute now. There's no way that I'm going to shell out to watch Jake Paul fight. Sorry.
All right, but you could have shelled out today to watch Adrian Broner versus Michael Williams or something like that. Adrian Broner against XYZ ABC to be announced, something like that. But that ain't happening. Postponed. BLK Prime. What's the story with that?
Oh, boy, you talk about a jinx card, right? I mean, this is the third guy that, unfortunately, something happens to him, Michael Williams, who is, I don't know if you're aware of this, but he apparently got his jaw broke in sparring. And his father is blaming his trainer, which is the legend, Roy Jones Jr. Now,
wait. He's not a legendary trainer.
Well, he's a legendary figure in our sport, right? He's a living legend. He's Roy Jones Jr. At one point, according to him, the baddest man throwing hands.
Man,
right?
No, I'm not taking away from what he used to be, but man, I look at Chris Eubank a couple of weeks ago, ba bang, mm-hmm. you know. Was it Eubank? Yeah. Was that the guy he was training to be the next Roy Jones?
That's right, yeah. And before that, he was working with Munguia. It's very rare that a superstar fighter becomes a superstar trainer, just like in all sports, right? The best managers in baseball, like Ted Williams, is a horrible manager when he decided to manage. But then you have a guy like, Jim Leland or Roger Craig, who average players and then became great managers.
Ted Williams is still laying somewhere frozen. They froze Ted Williams. And seriously,
right.
They froze him for like 100 years, something like that. They froze him, and then his head came off during the freezing. I mean, it was really, 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 really weird. I read about that, but enough of Ted Williams. Speaking of... yeah, that's pretty funny. People hit me with some ginger.
Cryogenics or something?
Give it what it is. I just got another text in here as far as PBC is concerned. We'll get to that afterwards. Looks like Teofimo Lopez is going to get a shot at the World Junior Welterweight Championship instead of Jack Catterall. What's going on with that? Josh Taylor's only got one belt left, I think. And did you give him that one?
It was very weird dynamic. Josh Taylor is ready to fight, and the fight that everyone believes, rightfully, that he should be fighting, if he's fighting against anyone, is against Jack Catterall. It doesn't happen. In steps in Teofimo Lopez.
He got lit up like the White House Christmas tree.
They both did. You know, they both coming off of stingers. You know, Josh Taylor got whooped and got a gift. And Teofimo Lopez got schooled somewhat and got a gift. You know, so something's got to give here, right? And Teofimo Lopez, of course, post-fight, you know, one of the mics caught him asking the top-ranked PR person,
"Did I win?
Do I still got it?
Did I win?
That's even worse.
I know.
Do I still got it? That's even worse. That means he has zero confidence at this point. So, and fighting at a weight that's not his natural weight, Josh Taylor has a lot to prove. You know, he was the catch me out about a year and a half ago when he beat Mexican, help me out, P, from Sacramento.
I'm done.
Not Cepeda, but anyways, when he unified, he was a catch me out. He was considered top 10, blah, blah, blah. And then Jake Catterall schools him, gets the worst decision probably of this decade. You know, so something's got to give in this one.
Okay. Speaking of Roy Jones, 1988, we're in Concord, California, Oakland, California, originally, the 1984 Olympic trials. 88 Olympic trials. Roy Jones is favored to win. So Ray Leonard's got a suitcase with $100,000 and he's going to sign Roy Jones, right? So he's got this 100 grand in the suitcase. He's telling me, I'm nervous. And I go, why? Ray's the best fighter in the Olympics, the best fighter in the amateurs. He goes, yeah, but he's got a bad chin. He was knocked out in the gym twice. Straight up, nobody knew that about Roy Jones. What happened? Roy got knocked out later in life. Ray was right, but just 20 years too early. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Nobody hurt me, but I know who hurt you, bum, goofy. Remember this? Rolly Romero f***ed you up in sparring. Is this you, Ryan Garcia? Is this you getting touched up? Is this you bleeding? Is this you running? Because it sure the f*** looks like you. Your promoter, Oscar De La Fishnet, don't even believe in you. Do you want proof? Here you go.
Ryan's ready for take?
Tank is a beast, and you're an Instagram thot. Remember that.
Listen, Ryan Garcia wants to fight you.
No, the he don't. He gonna get f***ed up. No. If Ryan Garcia can beat Rolly, I give him 200,000 cash.
Are you ever gonna pick up that 200 from Floyd? Or do you want to stay ducking? Because you know you got little boys and little girls as your main fan base. You a bum.
Well, guess what? Ryan Garcia, of course, got the big fight. It'll go down April 22nd. Looks like Las Vegas is the side. Of course, he is undefeated, 23-24-0, something like 18 whacks. Taking on the, wow, Gervonta Davis, who just escaped municipal court. As far as a hit and run is concerned, he's going to be sentenced after the fight, but he has pled guilty as far as that hit and run is concerned. Of course, a couple of people were hurt. The bottom line is he should be able to buy his way out of that one after making the money from the Ryan Garcia fight, but don't be surprised if all the money goes to these people that are suing him. That's what happens in boxing. That's how Floyd gets Floyd and these other promoters get these slave contracts with guys. Guys get in trouble. The promoter comes up with a lawyer. Guess what? I took care of you, so now you're going to be my guy forever. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the line from the Bronx, of course. The Bronx Bomber, Poxy's PhD, Socrates Palmer. What's going on with PBC?
Well, they'll be in action tonight with Showtime. Showtime and Warriors Boxing, I believe, from Minnesota. You have an interesting fight card. But PBC has definitely lost some of its luster, you know. Their big dog is Errol Spence, and of course they haven't been able to make the big fight in terms of
Time out. Why is he the big dog? What has he done to prove that he's the big dog?
Well, he's the undefeated welterweight. If you look at the fighters that are signed to them, he's probably the guy that stands out the most outside of Deontay Wilder. Who, let's face it, Deontay Wilder, I mean, he's, regardless, you know, he's at worst the second best heavyweight. And, you know, Errol Spence, you defer to him because he's undefeated. It's a coin flip between who's the best welterweight in the division. Now he's fighting at junior middleweight. But the bottom line is PBC has not been able to get the job done to get him and Terrence Crawford to agree on what could be one of the biggest fights of in boxing, and it seems like it's going to drag out, and they're going to be two ships passing each other in the night. And it looks at this point like it's never going to happen.
All right, I'm probably going to get in some trouble for this one, but the bottom line is I got some word last week, a little bit last week, and then I got it confirmed by another source. Two people told me that Earl Spence is a punk. And what I mean by that, he's a punk, is get this. When he flipped that car at 150 miles per hour, had that $10,000 gold-plated gun in the car and all that kind of good stuff, he was being chased. Evidently, he got dogged at a party. This is what I'm hearing. He got dogged at a party, and he jumped in his car and split instead of fighting these guys or pulling out his $10,000 gun or whatever. This is what I'm hearing. Instead of pulling out his $10,000 gun, got in his $150,000 Maserati or whatever it was, and he flipped that thing over at 150 miles per hour. But he was running from somebody. And I'm telling you, if he was running from somebody like that, he's going to run from Terrence Crawford, too.
Wow. That's the first time I hear it. So it's not that he was just drunk.
No, he was drunk. He was talking smack somewhere. They said, oh, yeah, put up. And he said, oh, let me get in the car and run.
Mm. Wow.
All he had was his gun. Listen, if I'm going out in the hood or I'm going out anywhere and I'm the champion, I'm going to have myself I'll have a crew. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. You have a crew. Keep people at a distance. Keep people at bay. Because I remember going out with Roberto Duran a few times, and we had people passing us notes. We'd like to fight them in the parking lot and things like that. I kid you not. Guys like 55, 60 years old, we're getting notes. Hey, we like to fight Duran. What?
I'd still put my money on Duran. Against some schmo. Yeah. Yeah, PBC. Al Heyman, and the thing is, it's always this cloud, this mystery cloud over PBC, because Al Heyman doesn't do interviews. You know, he's the wizard behind the curtain, right? And the investors have pulled out. They're not getting. At one point, they were on a million networks. They want Bounce TV. They were on Fox, Showtime, wherever. You know, wherever there's a camera that you saw the PBC logo, and that has slowed down considerably. And
looks like most of the stuff they do is on. They seem to be angling for a lot of pay-per-views.
Yeah, it's like they're getting the money up front, I guess, from these cable networks. You know, like I said, the biggest star is Errol Spence, and they haven't been able to secure him the bag. They just let Tank Davis walk. How much more can you get out of Deontay Wilder? You know, PBC's in trouble. Let's face it. You know, there's no other way to put it. They're still in bed with Showtime, which is their primary carrier. And it's not what they thought they were going to be. You know, a lot of people thought they were going to change the game, you know, but it's not the case.
Okay, got some texts coming in here on Ryan Garcia and Tank Davis. Of course, supposed to go down, I think, the 22nd of April in Las Vegas, both bun beaten. The way I see this fight, and I think my texter here does, who Abel, he says Ryan Garcia early, and Tank has got to take the punishment that Ryan Garcia is going to dish out early in order to catch him mid to late fight. Is that the way it goes?
That's one way to look at it. Ryan Garcia, as we know, we've seen him get clipped by people.
Only once, man. Punches. Only once in his entire life.
Luke Campbell.
I know.
Is Luke Campbell. And the one thing we do know about Tank Davis, that he can punch. Ryan is gifted, but I think he has mental lapses. You know, he tends to have his chin up in the air. I'm assuming that Goosen is working on that. And Tank Davis has shown that he's able to carry his power late into fights. You know, in fights that he hasn't looked great early, he has that eraser factor. So, yeah, I would co-sign what the texter said. That's pretty good accurate. And plus, we have this, I think Ryan Garcia's only gone 12 rounds, well, 10 rounds once, right?
Mm-hmm. Here's a story on Ryan Garcia. He's got all this potential, but we don't know if it's going to be able to make a beautiful cake. In other words, it looks okay now. I guess it's all going to boil down to this fight on the 22nd of April. The loser basically has to leave town almost.
Wow, you think it's that? Well, it's the reputation will take a hit, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and I believe that Golden Boy is banking that Tank has a lot of stuff around him, not boxing related, that are going to cause a distraction. They probably think that they're catching Tank Davis at the right time. We have seen Tank not look great, you know, against competition that you expect him to steamroll. He went 12 rounds with a very shot
But here's what's up: is that you tend not to get motivated for the schmoes. You know what I'm saying? It's sort of sometimes you don't get motivated for the schmoes. I remember sometimes when I fought guys that were a lot less than I should have went out there and looked spectacular and things like that. I got the win, but nothing to brag about.
Yeah, and it's true. And I believe there's some truth to that. You know, but that once again, that happens, I think, to guys that have a lot of stuff, going on outside of the ring. And Gervonta Davis, as we know, makes a lot of headlines for stuff not boxing related. Ryan Garcia, I guess his depression is behind him, and he's focused on his career. So it's a pick'em fight. I don't know what the odds are. I would probably say that Tank might be the slight favorite, but probably come fight night, it'll probably be even. There's going to be a lot of Ryan money if he's the underdog early.
Okay, it looks like the lightweight championship, real quick, going to go down. Of course, Devin Haney and Vasyl Lomachenko, the older champ, coming back. Is he a live underdog here, or is this going to be a Haney boxing show?
I believe he's a live underdog for the simple reason that they postponed that fight. Originally, it was supposed to have been around April. They pushed it back to June. I don't think it's a secret that Devin Haney's body is growing and he's having a hard time making lightweight. So I believe it's a great strategy by Team Lomachenko to push it back further. I think it's a even fight. Yes, Loma has not looked great, and he's got definitely a lot more miles on the tire. We'd be a fool to just discount him.
Good point. Socrates Palmer, have a wonderful week. Say hello to that lovely agent of yours and your wife, and have a great week.
Thank you very much, sir. Love you. Enjoy the weekend.
Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I went to penitentiary. Gene Wilder, I did a movie. I went to, not me personally, I mean, I went to do a film in penitentiary. I was up there 6 weeks, Arizona State Penitentiary. It was something. Oh, you're applauding for that? Arizona State Penitentiary, real popular. Oh, man, it was strange because it's like 80% black people. And what's strange about that is that there are no black people in Arizona.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you on this is the Saturday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Sports Byline like 1,000 other internet platforms. Bottom line is we have a Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, same start time, but it's 2 hours. 2 hours on Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. For 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Dana's working today. My buddy Dana White. He's just, you know, everybody knows he's my favorite guy. He just is. I mean, if ever there was a pimp, it's Dana White. I just have to put it to you like that. This is my opinion being a former police officer, not just some pop-off on the radio, okay? As a police officer, nobody can pimp people like Dana. I'm telling you, if I had hoes on the street, they would walk away from me if they had Dana's contracts. They just would. Anyway, we are 1 week away, of course, from the World Heavyweight Championship, or at least what used to be the World Heavyweight Championship. John Jones is going to take on Ciryl Gane in a battle for the vacant title. Of course, the main man, Francis Ngannou, told he used the middle finger, both middle fingers, you know, sort of told Dana White, go get it, baby. Maybe I'm out of here. And he left. More power to him. I think he can make more money either boxing and or fighting for the International Fight League and things like that. So there are options for Francis Ngannou without a doubt. And I did make a mistake. I made a mistake repeatedly when I talked about Ngannou when I said he had 8 or 9 professional fights as a boxer and he had been stopped one time. Evidently, I confused him with somebody else. But the bottom line is Ngannou out of the picture as far as the UFC is concerned. But the UFC has a fight night tonight. The UFC Apex Center. Krylov versus Spann in the main event. Of course, that's comes to you at 10 p.m. Eastern time, I believe 7 p.m. Pacific time on ESPN. Now, let's go back to the sport of boxing. I think that before I go into the fights that I didn't discuss, as far as the upcoming fights that I didn't discuss, about 7 or 8 years ago, I was at a boxing convention, and this kid named Nicholas Walters came up, and I thought he was from, I thought he was from Jamaica. Anyway, he comes up, and he says to me, hey, I'm the Axe Man. I said, yeah, but you want to take a picture with me? I said, say what? He goes, yeah, you want to take a picture with me? So I think we took a picture together. Anyway, so that was that. And he went on to win the championship at 122 pounds. And, of course, he just, like, fell apart. I mean, 126 just fell apart at that point in time. Now he's coming back at 140 pounds as a junior welterweight. He's going to fight tonight in Colombia against a guy by the name of Luis Diaz Marnol. Luis got a not-so-astute record of 19-16 with 11 knockouts. Both weighed 141 pounds. Listen, when guys come back, and they weigh 10 or 15 pounds more than what they weighed at one point in time. Joaquin Gallardo, of course, the United States amateur champion at 106, came back as a pro. 126 was just too small for the weight class. I think the same thing's going to happen here with Nicholas Walters, but Nicholas Walters is fighting a bit of a stiff, so he'll get by this fight as far as this fight in Santa Marta, Colombia is concerned, the Saturday afternoon fight, but the bottom line is his future looks bleak without a doubt. Of course, hasn't fought since 2016, November, I believe, got stopped by Vasyl Lomachenko in, of course, the seventh round. He just, like, dogged it. I mean, when you don't fight for 7 years and you come back 15 pounds heavy, just tells me the dedication is just not there. Speaking of tonight's fights, of course, we'll get to tonight's fights a little bit. Let's talk about some of the upcoming fights I didn't mention. Of course, Nanoa Inoue and Stephen Fulton battling at 122 pounds. Listen, outside of maybe Luis Neri, who fought last week, he can punch a little bit and fight a little bit. But the bottom line is he can fight, and these two guys are probably the best at 122. And I want to see him go. Of course, Inoue, the Japanese rage, they call him the monster. Of course, undefeated, didn't even come close to losing any fights, without a doubt. I mean, he just steamrolled people at 115 and 118 pounds, now at 122 pounds. And of course, Stephen Fulton, not afraid to go to Japan, not afraid to fight him in his hometown, not afraid to go over and make that money. And that's what you got to do. Guys have got to be willing to do that. I remember when Roy Jones, the aforementioned Roy Jones, when he was hot, he had a chance to go across the pond and fight Darius Meshulesky in like a soccer stadium in Germany, and it would like in front of 40,000 people. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't. Listen, some point in time, you got to make the move across the pond, because you are the world champion, per se, right? Without a doubt. Speaking of the world champion, I'm getting some text here as far as Tyson Fury is concerned. Tyson Fury and Andy Ruiz, 12 rounds. I don't know. You would think that Tyson Fury would want to step it up and stop a fat guy. I mean, here's what's up. I never got to fight fat guys. I shouldn't say that. I went down to the valley and I fought a lot of fat guys. I shouldn't. Well, they weren't fat, but they were thick. Okay, they just were thick. I fought a lot of thick guys. That's how I built my record up. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you the truth. I went down to the valley, Modesto, Fresno, Bakersfield. I got robbed in Turlock, but for the most part, I just went down to the valley and did these qualifying matches, beat up guys that were struggling to make the weight. They'd come down from like 170 pounds. These big fat guys come down to 170. I'd be primed at 135, 140, ready to go, and just drill these guys up, okay, without a doubt. But the bottom line is, everybody has drums on their record. Everybody has stiffs on their record. Somebody said to me the other day, you know, Julio Cesar Chavez fought 90 stiffs. He didn't fight 90 stiffs, but he fought 90 guys, of course, before, I think it was 89-0 before he lost to Frankie Randall, of course. He did have that one disqualification early in his career. People don't know this, but Chavez, Julio Cesar Chavez, the Mexican phenom, maybe the best fighter in the history of boxing. Who knows? That's debatable. But the bottom line is, he got disqualified in a fight in like his seventh or eighth fight when he hit a guy that was on the ground. And Jose Suleiman, may he rest in peace, my godfather, may he rest in peace, the former WBC president for life, of course, or the WBC president for life, he had the decision changed from a disqualification to a no contest. So the fight, the disqualification loss was just erased from Chavez's career. So everybody has a bad night. Muhammad Ali had the bad night with Doug Jones in 1962. Of course, I thought he lost that fight. Larry Holmes had the bad night with Carl the Truth Williams. I thought he lost that fight, although I did think he beat Michael Spinks. Sorry, I was there. I thought he'd beat Michael Spinks. Speaking of Larry Holmes, of course, the undisputed world heavyweight champion at one point in time, coming to us from Easton, Pennsylvania, had that fight in 1978 with Ken Norton. People still talk about that being one of the greatest heavyweight fights of all time. Why? Because it went 15 rounds? You know, I don't know. I mean, listen, when you look at the residual effects from professional boxing, obviously the move to 12 rounds was a genius move. Of course, the aforementioned, not Jose Suleiman, may he rest in peace again, but he's the guy that came up with this 12-round fight. I was against it at first. I told him, you're ruining the game, Godfather. You're going to ruin the game. He didn't answer the phone for 3 or 4 days. People were calling him, ripping him up and this and that. But he told me, he said, Pedro, he goes, the residual effects, he meant the damage taken by fighters, he goes, it'll be less. And isn't that what we want? We still want competitive boxing matches, but why should guys have to go into, like, fight into the abyss? The 13th and the 14th, the 15th round. I mean, is that 9 minutes really going to determine who was a better fighter overall? When you can't determine that after 36 minutes or 12 rounds? So Suleiman had a point, and now everybody followed suit. And, of course, I think it's cut down on boxing injuries. Of course, the big injury that brought this upon, it was a boxing death in 1982 of Dooku Kim. Of course, he died at the hands of Ray Mancini in the 14th round of that fight. Of course, I think that was that in Youngstown? Anyway, bottom line is Dooku Kim wrote on his lampshade the day before he died in his hotel, he wrote, kill or be killed. I mean, the guy was definitely a game warrior, without a doubt. Of course, getting stopped in the 14th round. Ray Mancini was never, ever the same. He just wasn't. I mean, not that he was the greatest fighter of all time, but, man, he had a lot of heart. He was always in good shape, and he had the right attitude. But after that, Ray just wasn't the same guy. Ray's talked to me about that time and time again. I guess taking a guy's life in the ring, whether it's, you know, as a result of boxing, could probably leave a heavy toll on you. Without a doubt, that would just I don't know what to say. That would just light me up, without a doubt. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, tonight, we've got the big thing going on across the pond. It'll be on pay-per-view. Actually, it's tomorrow. Jake Paul and Tommy Fury is going to be tonight. But the bottom line is, these guys are going to hook it up on pay-per-view. Daniel's got the pay-per-view going over to his house. So if you want to go over and watch it, bring your popcorn. Of course, the card was postponed today. Adrian Broner and Michael Williams, that was postponed. Of course, Adrian Broner, I don't know what's going on with that guy. Evidently, he got himself in pretty decent shape. He didn't look fat as far as his pre-fight preps were concerned. I saw him a couple of weeks ago. He looked pretty good. So I thought maybe we're going to see a good, decent, committed version, a dedicated version of Adrian Broner. But it's not going to happen. Not the 25th anyway. That fight's been put off. But the fight on Showtime tonight, a couple of guys I don't know too much about going to fight at 140 pounds for the IBF title. Of course, the one vacated by Josh Taylor, that big puss from the UK who won't fight Jack Catterall. Imagine that. The guy that you're not running from, a guy that lives in Mexico. You're not running from a guy that lives in Antarctica. You're not, you know, you're running from a guy that lives in the UK. The guy beat the snot out of you in the UK. Listen, if Jack Catterall and Josh Taylor were both gay, Jack Catterall would have been arrested for domestic violence that night. It's just the way it was. That's how bad he beat him up. I mean, it wasn't even close. I mean, I remember after watching the fight on TV and walking away saying, well, you know, Jack Catterall's the new champion without a doubt. And then it didn't go that way. I was like appalled. Anyway, bottom line is, Josh Taylor has vacated most of the belts. I guess he had four or five different belts at 140 pounds, vacated all but the WBO, the World Boxing Organization belt out of Puerto Rico. Outside of that, he has none of the belts in this IBF junior welterweight title going down this vacant bid. Of course, the Subriel Matias taking on Jeremias Ponce. That's going to go February 25th on Showtime. I know nothing about either guy. Last night, Scrappy Ramirez. Wasn't too impressed with him. Says he's here to take over the 115-pound division. Good luck on that one. I'm not a big fan of 115-pounders. In fact, I'm not a fan of anybody under 118 pounds. I'm just not. I can't. I mean, because the gloves are big. The guys are small. Not too many guys can crack. You can't punch with, I mean, you can't punch. You can't punch if you're 108, 110-pounder carrying an 8-ounce glove. You can't punch like that. You just can't. In the old days, they had 6 or 4s. I remember when Arguello, may he rest in peace, Alexis Arguello, the explosive thin man. He told me that he was fighting with 4-ounce gloves. 4-ounce gloves as a 126-pound champion. And he had his hands wrapped all tight, this and that. I said to him, man, when you hit guys, he goes, when you hit somebody with a 4-ounce glove, he goes, you knew it. Yeah, I could imagine. That's why this thing with the UFC, everybody's throwing 4-ounce gloves there. A lot of guys look like punchers. But then again, if you're punching a guy that's on the ground, you don't have to punch him that hard because his head's not going to be able to go back. It's right there, right there, right absolutely there. Speaking of right there, the show that we're going to do on CT is going to take place next Sunday. I'll bring in Dr. Nitin Sethi of the New York State Athletic Commission. I'll bring in a couple of fighters. We'll talk about CTE. I'm going to try to do this right. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Pretty close, but not as perfect as Daniel had it written down for me. I'm close. Anyway, bottom line is we'll call it CT. We'll do that show next week. Anyway, Scrappy Ramirez was the winner last night over Luis Padilla. That was on The Zone. Speaking of The Zone, 1999. What kind of crap is that? 1999? Is that more than HBO or Netflix? Yeah, it is. Oh, come on, man. For The Zone? Eddie Hearn, you got me. You got me. First you suck me in at $9.99 for life. You'll never have to pay-per-view. Then you jump the price a few times, right? And then all of a sudden you started charging for pay-per-views. You creep. You violated, you know, your basic promise. You and The Zone together, without a doubt. You guys held hands and did that together. Of course, coming back with the pay-per-views of Canelo Alvarez. Speaking of Canelo Alvarez, looks like he will fight in May in Mexico against Daniel. No. Against Daniel Ryder from the UK. Might as well fight Daniel in the other room because Ryder's got no chance. Ryder's got two chances, slim and none, and Slim's been out of town for a long, 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 long time. So he's going to get a big win down in Mexico in front of a bunch of people, like in a soccer stadium or something like that. And more power to him. I mean, he's on the way out, without a doubt. Stick a fork in his Mexican ass. I'm trying to tell you. He's done. Canelo's done. I keep getting this thing. Oh, Canelo, this Canelo. No. Forget Canelo. It's over with. You saw that fight against Triple G in November? Sick of forking him. He was fat. He was pudgy. He looked like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Mexican version. The Pillsbury Doughboy. He had no snap in his punch. I mean, Golovkin didn't come to win the fight. You know that Golovkin came to go the 12 rounds so he can go back to 160 pounds and win some money, make some money there. Because he just wasn't going to get hurt. That's what Golovkin fought for. Not to get hurt. Canelo didn't fight to hurt him. Bottom line is, I think they shook hands beforehand. Just my opinion. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction.
I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
A millisecond sounds like an hour. Daniel knows what I'm talking about. He's shaking his head back and forth. No. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Want to say hello to Scott Cuddy down there in Colorado? Yeah, the mail is slow. I understand that, and I hope that you are doing well. It's snowing down there. I mean, the guy's living in, like, snow. How the hell can you live in snow? I mean, that's why I live in California. That's why I pay the big rent. That's why I'm willing to, like, sacrifice certain things because I got the weather. And you know what? Although the weather's pretty cold, I've been running it the last 4 or 5 days. I got my weight down to 153 pounds. That's why I'm looking in the camera talking smack. 153, this old man said, 153 pounds. What I'm trying to challenge you is that I went to a party last night, and all the girls that were there, they weighed over 153 pounds. Hey, I'm just being real. I'm fit. And get this. I was at Malloy's in Colma, California. And Colma's California is famous for its boxing. They had a boxing stadium there at one point in time on the Daly City border when they used to call it Daly City Colma. They had like 125,000 seat outdoor stadium built out there. Anyway, Daly City, a bit of a dive without a doubt, but it used to be the boxing capital of the world at one point. 165,000 people in the street watching boxing matches like Jack Johnson and people like that back around the 1900 days. But at the end of the day, boxing is alive and well. Of course, Jack Catterall, I just got a little text from Jack. Listen, Jack Catterall is a good guy without a doubt. He deserved to beat Josh Taylor. We can go into that ad nauseum, but the bottom line is he got screwed. There was no doubt about it. Teofimo Lopez, of course, the former lightweight champion. At one point in time, they called him the Takeover. The Takeover was taken over. No doubt about that. If you lose, come on, man. You lost. You lost to George Kambosos. I mean, you lost to George Kambosos. You lost to a guy that's basically, I don't want to say George was world class, but George was a primitive fighter. He knew how to throw the jab, the right hand, and the hook, but he didn't know how to throw two jabs. He couldn't throw two jabs. He could only throw one. Bottom line is he was limited, and he beat you twice. So Teofimo Lopez, Josh Taylor, all I can hope is that lightning strikes you both dead before the fight starts. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget the Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time. I think I'm going to call the retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant and see what he's doing. Of course, he turned 92 February the 11th, 2023. The godfather, man, what can I say? University of Oklahoma, the HBO alumni, the greatest boxing announcer, in my opinion, as far as like commentaries, and without a doubt, Larry Merchant. So next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. This is Sports Byline.